This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here to put Ben in his place on his birthday is Kevin.
All right, here we go. The Ben birthday tribute. And I was thinking about this. You know, we've done a lot of things over the years, but it's been a while since we've relived some of the great crotch kick moments, Ben. So I thought I could do that.
Okay, thank you.
And the one that stood out to me most, only one person on our station has had a former sitting president Mutombo them out to half court.
Oh, no.
So I wanted to start off this birthday tribute by the time Ben asked a question to former President George W. Bush.
Hey, we've got to ask you about this as well. We were tipped off that you might have a good story in this regard. Back when you were, you know, an owner of the Texas Rangers, you took lessons to learn how to speak Spanish to interact with Juan Gonzalez and Pudge Rodriguez. Is that accurate?
Nope.
You know what's so great?
Nope.
It's just how elaborate his response was.
Nope.
He answered that like a former president would answer something.
The whole part about that was, I screwed that up as I screw up most things. I had reached out to Eric Nadel trying to put a little prep work in and try to get my ducks in a row to ask President Bush a few good questions. And he had told me something along those lines, but I screwed it up somehow. And I misasked the question. And he wasn't willing to walk down the road. The president wasn't of saying, no, here's what I think you meant. He just went, nope.
He had limited time, Ben.
I think the name of my autobiography will be ill-advised and ill-prepared.
See, that's why I don't prepare for interviews. That's the exact reason.
Next, a live spot back in the day, there was a client called Funtown RV.
Oh my God, this is my favorite.
Don't have to deal with how hard it is to find a parking spot by just going out right now to Funtown RV in Cleveland.
Yeah, and they're
Burn.
They're right there in Cleveland, Burn, and they're the biggest, baddest in the state of Texas. I mean, they've got 80,000 square feet of door, air conditioned service right there. Yeah, they've got that. And go ahead. We'll be okay.
All right, listen, I want a do-over.
Who's that crying in the background? Is that UKT or Brendan?
I think it was Brendan crying.
It's like the interception. The interception was thrown. It was like I thought I could just go and put the ball back in my hand and re-throw it mid-word.
Cleveland burn.
Shout out to our listeners in Cleburne, by the way.
Yeah.
So when remember when the Cowboys signed, and again, this kind of at least y'all's second tenure here at the Fan, and I've been with you guys for 5.5 years.
Poor thing.
I forgot about the signing of Michael Sam. So the day that was the biggest story of the day. Ben's just kind of resetting. For those who might have just tuned in about
the signing
of Michael Sam.
Right now, we're talking about the big story of the day. University of Missouri defensive end Michael Sam could be the first, well, he will be the first openly sexual player, homosexual player in the NFL. There's several openly sexual players.
Irvin was the most open sexual player of all time, right. Michael Irvin.
Man. Instead of bisexual. Sexual.
Found a great drop.
University of Missouri.
Oh, wow.
No, Shippy.
What a bad birthday for Ben.
Oh, man.
Now, this one is more celebratory, as we all have celebrated this drop many times. Mm-hmm. Just the anytime we have to talk about this actress on TV.
Number four, Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
Ben
goodness.
Just exploded with passion.
It made Brendan uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
He knew all of DBU was listening. You know what? I just heard this for the first time. I don't know that I've ever noticed this. Maybe you guys have. But right before Ben explodes with passion, I think he's sitting up in his chair because I hear it squeak. Listen again for the squeak right before that.
Number four, Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yes.
Like I leaned into it. Oh, man, she is the greatest.
You still feel that way, don't you?
Oh, yes.
We celebrate Ben's big 3-2 with another birthday tribute right here. This is Ben talking about the word pivotal. It's a pivotal game against the Falcons this week, guys. Word.
Well, if that's the case, if he was that vital and pivotal.
I love how you quickly threw another shot up. Like
I put it right back. Miss, got the rebound, put it back up. I still didn't go in. Wait, why isn't that going in?
I do this all the time. I'm not very good at saying words. Pivotable? So if I miss, I think if you say it a couple times. Mm-hmm.
That word, for some reason, in my mind, I think pivotable is a word.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's so bad. I start going down the down that road, and that's all what I come out with every time.
Man, I have been struggling with incentivize. Incentivize? Oh, yeah. I still can't say it. Is it incentivize?
That's a tough one.
God, that's brutal.
Well, I was trying to say pivotal. Pivotal. And I was saying pivotable.
Now I don't have a problem with pivotable. Personally.
Now, when I put this together, I also had Ben's wife, Kat, on my mind. Oh, as we often do.
Every day. Yeah. And night.
And I remember this when Ben just describing a Mother's Day gift he had gotten for Kat.
This weekend for Mother's Day, I decided to take my wife out to a hotel and get a hotel room and let her sleep in, get a massage or whatever, facial. And
that's kind of a surprise. More of a Father's Day thing. So we're at a nice hotel. And, we're at a nice hotel.
So great. Now, I remember vividly we had issues early on. We were up on the 12th floor of our building. Back in 2013, beginning the second run, when you go to a new place of work, you got to get your Wi-Fi set up. And we just had issues with the internet.
I know what this
and
is.
We're having trouble. Ben was having trouble with Twitter working. Couldn't get into his Twitter account.
I don't know what you want from me. Where do you want the number? Do you want a space?
I don't understand why you have so much. No, that'll beat your computer up.
That was hidden audio.
I was going to say, did you just start rolling on that?
Yeah, I forgot. One of us was rolling on it. So
you're a genius.
We got that. Now, another thing that was rolling. So after each show, we'll go into a side studio and do the whole, you hear it, if you get all the Tolos that listen all day, you'll hear it coming up today on the Ben's Good Show, coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's recorded after our show. Mm-hmm. And this one is one where the microphone was left on in Studio B, and you're going to hear a wild surprise.
It all gets going. It all gets going right after... What is that? It all gets going right after the G-Bag Nation, the Ben and Skin Show, 3 to 7 on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, that's great.
That
is
been doctored.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, that was amplified. No, it was heavily doctored.
I remember immediately turning around after that expertly delivered tease, and I looked, and Ben was wearing some loose-fitting shorts, and they flapped behind him like a parachute. Let's hear that again.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Ben does this really funny thing, too. Whenever he drops a deuce. Well, a bit more like an Uno. Whenever he does that, if you look at him, he immediately cuts his eyes one direction. Like he's looking over there like, hey, look over there. Like, wait, what do you want to look over there?
I remember after that happened, we were like, oh, did that just pick that up on the mic? And then we went in and ramped it up a little bit so you could hear it.
Whoopee cushion.
This is the day that Ben decided he needed to get glasses after taking calls on the show.
That's right. Oh, this is so great.
All right, let's go to Busty. Busty on line 6.
Rusty.
I think it's Rusty.
Rusty.
Hey, guys, it's me, Busty.
Rusty in North Richland Hills.
They're big.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, Rusty.
Rusty had a good sports point.
I had held out and held out. finally, that was it. I was like, I cannot see. Next day, I went and got glasses.
I love the idea of someone named Busty calling in, though, and she's got some hot sports opinions to drop off.
This is number 11, Shippy, just so you know. Skip 10. This is Ben with a wild tease and then leads into a great live spot.
All right, coming up next in Trending and Ben, what does a bloody toilet have to do with flat bill hats and a Cuban defector? Man.
Yeah, seriously?
The hell happened?
All right.
Coming up tomorrow morning on New School.
Hey, Ben and Skin here.
Hey, Ben.
Good to be on with you right now, Ben.
I'm enjoying this time with you, Skin.
You're doing good.
Hey, remember when my house got broken into?
I do.
Oh, man.
That was funny, wasn't it?
why don't you take over?
All right, so here's the deal.
I couldn't even go on.
Here's the deal.
was Brendan trying to force a New School promo in the middle of it?
He was.
The tease was, what does a bloody toilet and a flat bill cap have to do with a Cuban defector?
I want to hear that tease again.
All right, coming up next in Trending and Ben, what does a bloody toilet have to do with flat bill hats and a Cuban defector? Man.
Yeah, seriously?
Golly.
God, I want to go hear that segment
again. I do too. What is that? That's a good tease. Yeah.
Well, speaking of a great tease, coming up next, Tyler.
Oh, boy, we got lots of stuff coming up here, and I wish my clock was in front of me. So more stuff.
I got it. You're a professional. You should have a clock.
Sorry.
All right, here's what's coming up. We're going to get all over all these Dwight rumors. I got harassed at the ballpark at Arlington. I'll tell you what that is. But that's at 5. But coming up next, Tyler. I'm sorry. You're right.
What is happening?
Coming up next.
We must have got out of there without writing down the topic.
It was something involving our intern Tyler, but you just wrote Tyler on the clock.
It was such an S show to begin with because Skin didn't have any idea.
But I had to be the professional to dunk on him. I was like, here. Watch me dunk on you, and then I tripped and fell and broke my leg.
It looked like that Ted Cruz dunk that was going around the internet. Oh, it's so great.
All right.
And I miss Tyler, by the way.
This segment sucks.
Oh, yes. And then, Ben, sometimes the last to know about who passes away in the world.
That's right.
They're having Barry Sanders 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Sweet. He's elusive. I mean, not just as a running back, but I don't hear him talk a lot.
No one can ever pin him down in interviews or in the backfield, Ben.
Right.
And then Emmett Smith at 7:15 on Thursday.
And Friday, Walter Payton, I hear.
God, man.
Come on. Really? Really?
He's dead.
Oh.
Breaking news.
I'm just finding this out. It's terrible news.
About a decade ago, Walter Payton passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Now my nervous laughter is making it worse.
Why are you laughing about it?
Quit laughing at sweetness, Ben.
I feel really bad. You used to love the 85 Bears, dude. Your greatness. Sorry to hear this news.
Hey, that is an incredible drop.
I don't know. Like,
Ben proclaiming that he really used to admire the 85 Bears.
Love Jim McMahon.
Is there anybody else dead you guys want to let me know about before we move on? Because I don't want to have to find out in the middle of a segment again.
I got some bad news.
Let's go over all the dead people.
There it is.
How am I a broadcaster?
How are you not? This is gold.
Oh my God.
This is, look, some consultant can come in and let you listen to some real polished national broadcast. And let me tell you, that bores the fart out of me. I would rather hear this stuff all day long. I'd rather hear real people having fun 10 times out of 10 than some polished broadcaster that has nothing interesting to say other than whatever the top frickin' stories are. Give me this crap all day long.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Good
you
job,
did it.
Ben.
I got it, and the frogs weren't even in that.
Yeah, and that, you know, I was looking for that, and it's been cut up into drops so many times that the basic 5-minute discussion of you being concussed, I can't find it.
I had a concussion that day.
Listen, it's amazing. Frogman as a show is really just about one guy in the suburbs who looks out and is like, hey, man, look, there's a frog. Check it out. I haven't seen one in a while. That's a big one. Wow. All right. So that's the gist of Frogman.
Man, that is a very detailed synopsis of that show.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah, I can't wait till it's a movie in 2025.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.